The rise in heroin addiction in St. Louis has strained drug treatment resources at a time when the need for them is great. In the final segment in our series on our region's opiate problem, St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips investigates the challenges St. Louisans face when trying to overcome their addiction.
In November 2013, Kari Caritas got a call from a local hospital telling her that her son Chaz was in cardiac arrest and she needed to hurry to the ER. When she arrived, she was told her son had died. All she could do was go into his room and say goodbye.
I just sat there. I'm not sure how long. I just remember sitting there going, I can't look at this, but I can't leave.
Caritas found out her son was addicted to heroin 6 months before he died of an overdose. She put Chaz in rehab right away, but he struggled to stay clean. He eventually landed in Madison County's drug court, a legal recourse for addicts who have committed nonviolent crimes. Caritas says the court recommended residential rehab, but there wasn't a bed available. A few weeks later, Chaz left the outpatient center after his day's meetings were over and ended up dead.
I was new to this whole process, so I didn't know what to ask, and I also didn't know how to fight for my child and what was best for him. I thought that the system was developed to do that.
Drug treatment centers in the St. Louis area have a lot more space for outpatient therapy than residential care. That's according to a survey conducted by St. Louis Public Radio. Options are especially limited for people who don't have insurance or the means to pay. There's a six-week-long waiting list for a bed at one of the few state-funded detox centers, Bridgeway Behavioral Health. Bridgeway Director Mike Morrison says it's heartbreaking to have to turn people away knowing they could die while they wait.
When they walk out of this door, they walk out with their drug addiction, and they're going to go find some drugs.
Morrison says part of the reason his waiting list is so long is because Bridgeway helps people with Medicaid and private insurance, as well as those who don't have any way to pay. Medicaid also limits the number of treatment beds to 16 per facility. But Morrison says he has to accept as many funding sources as he can to make dollars stretch as far as they can. It's a philosophy he shares with Missouri Department of Mental Health Director Mark Stringer, whose agency provides state funding to Bridgeway. Stringer says not accepting Medicaid would be financially irresponsible.
They would still be serving people who are on Medicaid, and then we wouldn't be getting the federal share of the reimbursement. We'd be paying for it with all state funds.
Stringer says Missouri needs to double its drug treatment capacity, and he says the way best to do it is to expand Medicaid, even though state legislators have declined to expand Medicaid for the past 3 years. At least one treatment provider in St. Louis will soon be able to help more people, though. The Salvation Army is building a new facility for their state-funded center. At the construction site on Washington Avenue, Social Services Director Kim Beck says the new building will have enough space to counsel 200 people an hour, three times as many as Salvation Army can help now. But because the center will soon accept Medicaid, the number of inpatient beds will remain at 16. To Beck, the focus on outpatient care is a plus because it helps people adapt to the real world.
The approach that we have shifted to in addiction treatment is not sending someone away necessarily for 30 days to a false environment where they can get clean for 30 days and then putting them right back where they came from.
Experts interviewed for the story say outpatient care can work, as long as addicts are motivated, have a support network, and combine therapy with medication. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.